What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live from Los Angeles International Airport, where I have arrived grotesquely early, per usual. But this time, it's even more grotesquely early than usual, because for some reason I'm thinking international flight, get there 3 hours early. I'm thinking about checking in. I'm thinking about Tom Bradley Terminal. You know, all these check-in kiosks and people and luggage and this and that and that and this. And I get here. United is in Terminal 7. It's not even in Tom Bradley International. And I had my boarding pass. I printed up my board. I got the United Airlines app, so I downloaded my boarding pass. And I don't have any checked luggage, and I'm TSA pre-approved. So I get here a little bit later than 3 hours earlier, like about 20 minutes, about 2 hours and 40 minutes early from flight departure at 5:10. TSA pre-approved. I bounced through security so fast. I was like, slow down, y'all. I got way too much time left. I was like, slow down, y'all. I got way too much time left. So I get to the gate. I'm at the gate, and I still got 2.5 hours to go. So I'm walking around getting steps, doing this. I was in there. I mean, it was pretty much empty. And the child, oh, yeah. The child dropped me off, my niece. Okay, here's how it go. Here's how it went. So, the apartment building is doing maintenance. And for some reason, they're doing this crazy thing where they'll give you a 2-day notice and you gotta have your car out of the garage or to get towed. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm leaving for weeks at a time. How's that gonna work for me? And they were sticking stuff on your door. So if you're not there, you wouldn't know. I'm like, whatever. So I said, all right, let me call my niece. She's going to UCLA, kind of right down the street. You know, she's the closest here, closest to my apartment. I was like, I can email her the key. I mean, I can send her the key or hide the key around here someplace. And she'd come get the key, get in the apartment, get the car keys, and do the, Terminal 7 has the piano. Of course, you know, I got on it and played Mothership Connection. Or a little bit I could. Anyway, so I said, all right. So I called her, I said, look, I'm gonna mail you the key or I'm gonna leave the key here. You can Uber up here, get the car, whatever. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. I probably don't need the car anyway. And she's trustworthy. So I was like, hey. So what I did was, I just drove down to UCLA, picked her up, and have her drop me off. And then she just keep the car. I don't need it. So my niece, the child has my vehicle in Los Angeles. Got plans already. Talk about they going out tomorrow someplace. She got her crew, her little roommates or whatever, pitching in to pay for parking because they got a parking spot. It's $8 a day. So I guess they all going in on it, you know, and gas and all that. And, you know, right around UCLA campus, you're reminded of youth, what youth looks like and what youth feels like. And it's irritating to me, you know. I just look at them and they just irritate me. But it's in a fun way because I understand what they are. I understand I was that at one time. You know, the energy and the unsureness.
Los Angeles County requires anyone age 2 and up
like,
to wear a mask when in an airport
adult.
Transportation.
Getting to a point where they're starting to figure out what they want to be, what's going on, and figuring out life. So I always say that teenagers are the strangest things in the universe because of consciousness and just the whole thing that they're going through. I had to turn around and get this backdrop. Screenshot. So here I'm in UCLA, pick her up. Oh, and going down there, Google Maps had me go over Beverly Glen. It's instead of taking a 405. So that was a nice little change. And going over Beverly Glen, I remember going over there hundreds of times to go see Parliament, Funkadelic at the House of Blues on Sunset. That's my favorite venue. And I remember the night of the show, getting all prepared, getting ready, taking that ride over the hill in my convertible Chrysler LeBaron with the P-Funk 1 license plate. Yeah. Where was I? So I get there to pick her up. You know, she gonna keep the car, and she hanging out, going to concerts or whatever. Just think, is she gonna see? She told me she gonna see Kendrick Lamar. She got floor seats to see Kendrick Lamar at the Staples Center. She was at Rolling Loud, front row Rolling Loud, and Smokers Festival or whatever. These big, huge things. So she does concerts. I mean, this is my little niece. The one who was scared to even go to the bathroom by herself. Used to be scared of every little thing. Now she out here rolling LA. and we compare. She's ahead of all of us. She's ahead of all of us right now so far. No, but then again, granddaughter was on an airplane at 2 months old. And granddaughter was at Venice Beach, 2 months old. Took her to Pacific Park, Santa Monica. She was on an airplane again, 4 months. So she'd been on an airplane like twice. Ain't been 4 months old yet. So she kind of ahead of all of us as it stands. So, yeah, and I do compare, and it is a competition. So I get down there, I pick her up. And she... They playing music. It's playing Cold Blooded earlier by Rick James. It's playing Don't Stop the Music, It's Turning Me On. It's playing that kind of vibey music in here. So, where was I? Oh. So I get down there, I pick her up. You know, yeah, she's going to see Snow Allegra at the YouTube Theater. She got front row or floor seats for that too. So she be doing the concert thing. So, you know, I got to support and love that. I can't, you know, not hate on that. Not even not hate. I can't not love it. So she gone, she going good. And then she come pick me up. She said she was, her and her little woke black group, black support group or something, some kind of black appreciation something or another they were having, gave out plates of food. She was like, you want to play the food? I was like, yeah, I'll take one. She said, you want to play the food made by your people or something like that or something, you know, because she's aware of my stereotypical and ethnic disposition, stance, jovial playfulness with all the, you know, different ethnicities that are definitely probably politically incorrect. Because I come from a time where Archie Bunker, I ain't gonna lie, I was vibing Archie. I get it. I may not agree with him. I may not think he was right or wrong. But I agree with his vibe and his attitude and his stance he took, you know, based on what he felt and planted that foot in the ground and said, this is the way it is. But anyway, so we get here. So where was I? So she was like, yeah, you want some food? By your people or something like that? And I said, yeah. So I get the food, get a plate of food. I look at it. It was Gus's Fried Chicken. This Gus's Fried Chicken is the chicken I was telling them about for months that they got to try. And I finally got some and I took it out there to them. You know, and we got to eat it and test it. They said it was good. And so now the group she was like, you know, working with or doing something kind of, you know, these college kids are always doing something with some group or something. So they actually served Gus's Fried Chicken. And so I got a plate of chicken and macaroni and cheese and greens. I'm at the airport. You see, I'm just getting my steps. I'm busting a sweat in this place. I don't know what's going on. How am I busting a sweat getting my steps here? I'm probably over 10,000 by now, but it don't matter because I'm on a roll. And I just want to get on the airplane as physically exerted as possible. So anyway, so she comes, picks me up, and then gives me a plate of Gus's food. I mean, this is just how the life works. And she's going to pick me up. And she gonna, oh yeah, she gonna pick me up when I get back. And she gonna pick me up when she gets back. And then that day, it's the day after my birthday, and she going to see Snow Allegra at the YouTube that night. So yeah, she be going to Vegas, see concerts, her and her friends, and all that. So that's what it's about. So I'm here just walking around. Not even sure what time it is. Not even sure. It doesn't matter. I just know I got lots of time. And see, here's the food collection court. And I think all the terminals have this one. And they all kind of look this way. Can you see it? Food court behind me. You can kind of see the food court behind me. They all kind of look like that. I'm used to the one at, you know, Spirit Terminal 5, where they used to make smoothies, and they stopped making smoothies because of COVID. Pissed me off. The smoothies was the reason I would come to the airport. In fact, I would fly to see P-Funk just so I can go to the airport and get smoothies. Okay? Okay? I would fly to see P-Funk just so I have a reason to go to Terminal 5 and get smoothies. And then COVID came and they wiped it all out. Oh, the reason I'm walking around here talking like this is because, you know, 3 hours early, I think that's where I started off. I'm gonna go back to that point because that's kind of like the main point. 3 hours early, and I was a little bit late. Got here like 2 minutes, 2 hours and 40 minutes early. And I'm thinking all this, all that, security this. It was like boom, boom, boom. Because I could also remember, I think it was United, if you don't check a bag, you can't check in online. If you don't check a bag, you can't check in online. You got to go to a kiosk and have somebody bless you, or, you know, take a look at your stuff. So I don't know what, but anyway, I was like, and then I walk right through because I'm wearing my airport belt that has minimal metal. Didn't have to take my shoes off, didn't have to take my laptop out the bag, put it on there, went right through, everything went right through. 2 minutes, no line. 2 minutes. It was good. It was good. So that's where we're at now. Here, walking through the airport, getting steps done, trying to, you know, work up, keep the blood moving for a few hours until I have to sit down. And I got the window seat, so that means I'll be quote unquote trapped in, but I will stand up and say, hey, let me out and go back in the back. Hopefully I go back there, hang out, you know, do a little bit of jogging in place, get some steps, just kind of keep the blood moving. So that's about it, people. What can I say? Jeffrey of Jeffrey TV coming to you live. I did the outro today already. Do I got to do it again? Do I got to do the outro again when I'm on location? Or are we good to go without it? You tell me. No, don't tell me, because it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. Nisha just left a message, because she's responsible and prompt like that. She will keep you abreast. That's why I had no problem with her keeping my car. I was like, oh, sure. Great. Great. And it's to the point, even if she was a record, tear it up. Her record and her integrity is such a point that I couldn't even be mad. I'll just go buy another one. I sue her mother and then go buy another one. Yeah, my sister. I sue my sister because my niece wrecked her daughter wrecked my car. And I just go buy another one. Just like it. Black Renegade 2018. And no, I won't get a 2018 because they say the 2018 costs more than the new one. So I would get a new one depending on the body style. But anyhow, it's good. So I'm here just talking. Feel good. I've done this before. I don't know why I'm sweating, but I'm gonna have to take off this thing. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take this off. I'm sweating. Oh yeah, much better. Much, 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 much better. Took off that sweater, tied it around my waist. Oh my God, I don't know why I was wearing that. It was hot. It was really hot. Now I feel better. My Jeffrey TV. Why didn't y'all tell me to put the mic on? I took the mic off to switch shirts. Why don't y'all tell me to put the mic on? See, now, because I hear walking around, doing what I do, Jeffrey TV, swinging, London bound, blah, 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 blah. I'm doing all this video talking and commentating and Jeffrey TV. And then when I get over there and it's time to really do some Jeffrey TV, and I ain't going to do it because I'm going to be tired. And I'm going to be distracted. Distracted is the word. Got my Steeler hat, my book bag. I figured who gave me this book bag. Either my sister or the Russian. I forget. And it was years ago. And it's a good one. It's not the one that I would use every day. It's not the one I use every day. The Russian gave me the one that I use every day. In fact, she gave me one, the one I use every day, and it was so good that I went out and bought the exact same one after I wore it out. Because of the pockets and the way it was, and it was just laptop case and all that. So, and this one had wheels. Somebody gave me this one. Like I said, it was my sister, the Russian. And it has wheels. And I don't use it, but this time I said I better use it because I'm going over here. I'm going away. I'm going to freaking Europe for 2 weeks with a backpack. That's all I'm taking. No carry-on. So I didn't bring too much electronics. I didn't bring one of my Mevo cameras. I just got, all I got is selfie sticks and lavalier mics and my Galaxy S22 Ultra. But no, you know how it is. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all 2 times. I ain't gonna say it because I said it already today. Can't ready to do it again, y'all. Getting ready to do it again. I'm trying to, and I'm also trying to time my sleep pattern, my sleep cycle. Because if I land at 11:45, that means I should sleep sleep now probably. I should probably be sleeping now up until like 2 o'clock in the morning our time. No, now until midnight our time. I should sleep now till midnight. Because they're 8-9 hours ahead of us. So midnight would be 9 a.m. there, which for time I should usually get up. Well, I would probably want to get up there when I get there. Anyhow, feel good. Swinging on y'all 2 times. Doing it. Think I'm going to go eat.